This is the story of two special young boys. They weren't like the other boys.
Have fun at school.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye, son.
Bye, Daddy.
Choo, choo, choo.
When the other children went to school, Diedrich and Yosti would sneak off to the old radio shop. There they would spend hours staring at the twinkling lights and candy-colored dials of the hundreds of radios lining the shop walls. When the night fell, they would race home to their secret hiding place and sing each other jingles, pretending they were real jingle producers.
Today's hit music, Z100.
The boys grew older. Diedrich moved away to the big city to pursue his love of interpretive dance. Yosti stayed at home on the farm, carving tiny radios out of llama teeth and conducting elaborate jingle symphonies in his mind.
Bye, Diedrich. We'll see each other again in the radio shop.
Over the years, they lost touch. They also lost their virginity. Diedrich grew into a man. Yosti never did.
You are the dancing queen.
But fate had other plans for the boys. A freak unicycle injury and a string of llama-related restraining orders found Diedrich and Yosti once again in their childhood playground of the radio shop. That night, the boys decided to combine their talents to create something the world had never seen. Hand in hand, they would unite the world through music and end the days of crappily sung jingles from slimy salesmen in cheap suits. They would also work on getting dates. Together, they would bring forth the new generation of jingle production and call it...